I've been working on the animated object stuff most of the time for the last week. Nothing really to show off yet, but basically doing some prototyping stuff, doing kind of proof of concept to see whether we can get things to animate without an avatar and that sort of thing. So it's looking encouraging so far, but again, it's very early stages, so I can't say for sure what the final architecture is going to look like or anything like that. Just starting to look at the simulator side pieces now. The test things I'm using are single objects that have rigged meshes. For example, there's a bear that was released as part of one of the SL birthday celebrations a few years ago that works well for those kinds of tests. Yeah, if there's things out there that people have, especially if there's also, one or more corresponding animations for them, I'd be happy to take a look at them. The testing I've been doing so far, what I have is what's called a dummy avatar. We already kind of have a notion of avatars that aren't associated with people in the viewer. So we have a kind of a modified version of one of those. Currently, you can see those if you're doing like a mesh upload or an animation upload. You see this, kind of moving figure that's not, it's not you and it's not anybody who's logged in, but it's just this kind of standalone thing that's powered by the viewer. So, you can start out with that. Don't actually render it graphically. Tweak around with the transforms to get it in the right orientation relative to whatever object it's trying to animate, and then get the object to use it as a source of joint motion. So that's the kind of thing I've been doing in recent tests. That's not to say that it's definitely going to work that way in the final product, but just that that does seem to work as far as it goes, and it is possible to drive things using that kind of framework. So. That's the kind of stuff I've been looking at recently.